rattlesnakes, yoga pants, the Prez, flat tire.
It's Week Girl!
Hi! Welcome to Is We Dumb? I'm Joe Paisley.
I'm Fred Flintstone.
the email, Steve, it's great. And there's actually one today that's addressed to Fred Flintstone. And there's actually a good handful that are for Barney and Fred Flintstone, so that's always good to see.
Nice.
Welcome to the official Baker's Dozen episode of Is We Dumb,
which
I still couldn't get the right answer. A lot of people think different reasons for the extra donut, I guess, in the box of donuts. People think it's for them to eat it. So that when they weigh it, I don't know.
I got some donuts this weekend, and my son Kyler was like, why is the Baker's Dozen? And then we're like, oh, we should look it up. And then we didn't. So I don't know.
That's not something me. A lot of things I do. Find us online, Facebook, Instagram, at IsWeDumb. If you want to send in that segment content, do that at dumb@isweedumb.com. Everything else is info@isweedumb.com. Got some merch up. You want a beanie? It says
yes.
Dummy across the front, which I love people posting pics of that. You can find that at badmagicmerch.com or isweedumb.com. All the videos that we watched today, and we have some good ones.
Okay, good.
One particular video is gonna it's gonna blow your mind. And we also have another installment of Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition today.
Sweet.
So that comes again from dumb@isweedumb.com. You guys send in examples of you guys being complete idiots, and then we read them every now and again on the show.
And I have a listener recommended for the first time, One Star Hero.
Woo!
Comes from one of our dummies, Kyle Ward.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyle, for the rec. I'll explain what that is later.
Right. Also, why are you wearing that?
Well, I'm going to explain why I'm wearing this, and I do want to address that I didn't go on the hike. So we talked about the hike.
That's
my preparation for COVID killed the hike. We've had quite the COVID situation here. I don't think we've addressed it on this show. Six of us are here in the office.
Yeah.
Four of us have gotten COVID in the last 4 weeks.
Right.
So
I've already had it.
You've already had it.
Zach.
Yeah. And so five people have had it now, but four out of six in just the last. Yeah. Zach is the only one who has so far not tested positive.
Yay, me.
How's that feel? Does that feel good?
I feel good.
You feel better than us?
I do.
And I love that Zach, by far, has the worst diet of all of us. Like, he's in good shape, but he shouldn't be, because he lives on gas station food and hamburgers.
I'm doing no burger November, though, and I started early. So
that's a whole thing, or it's just your world?
That's my world.
I love it.
You're going to branch out for a turkey sub.
I'm not doing the sober thing. I'm just doing no cheeseburgers. I'm sober on cheeseburgers.
Are you focusing on gas station fare?
Yeah, I just burritos from the gas station, period. And Cheetos vegetables.
For sure, but you're staying healthy, man.
Zach is the only person in the office that we try to remind to drink water.
No, I've got a quart of it. I've got a gallon of water now hanging out with me.
Well, that's new because you almost died. Now you're drinking water because you almost died.
Yeah.
And so the secret to not getting COVID is just gas station burritos and hamburgers and stay dehydrated.
I think that I figured out his plan. He's going to get so drunk in November, he just can't go get hamburgers. Like, that's his plan. Anyway, Zach, we love you.
We love you.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
so I didn't go on the hike because of that. So that's why.
Right.
So, and now because of the weather, there's a small chance we'll try and sneak in the hike later this year if there's like a random warm spell in Idaho. We have all the gear.
Right.
We were so excited to go, but it probably won't happen until the spring.
The only thing that would make that whole hike worse is if you did it like on ice.
Oh my God. And I've thought of that.
Spike shoes and the ice.
Jesus Christ.
Ice pickaxes.
I've thought of just trying to be stubborn like I am often and just be like, no, we're going to do it and not check the weather properly or it changes.
Yeah.
And then wake up and it's just a sheet of ice on this super steep mountain. It's like, I don't know how we're going to get down.
Get up, Monroe.
Let's go, Mo.
Let's go.
Come on, Momo. You got this.
Come on, girl.
We probably won't die.
We're having fun together, right? Love you.
But, and then the jacket. Lindsay,
what the fuck is happening?
This is my Letterman jacket from high school.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Lindsay found this in and I don't know why she decided to dry clean it so I could wear it again.
I'm glad she did.
But she brought it in. I could use this as a dumb thing, but I have I have two dumb confessions.
Okay.
But this, I was so excited. Okay. I wasn't that great at sports. All my friends were into sports, small high school. And then I randomly ran for student body president. Like, why not? And then I surprised myself and did win.
Woo!
At the same time we were supposed to be ordering our Letterman's jackets is when I found out I won. And like a huge douchebag, I decided to have student body president in gigantic letters written across the back of my letterman's jacket, which A, is always douchey no matter where you go to high school. And B, there's like 80 fucking kids at the high school. They all know. No one needs to be reminded. So I'm shaming
myself.
Where's
our press? Where's our press? Oh, there he is. We know because of his jacket.
So I'm going to stand up and show you the back. Okay. I'm going to shame myself.
Okay. That is great.
Now people at Walmart know. Yay.
Yay. Oh, my God. So it says savages and then student body prez.
Prez.
Not president.
I don't think I can fit the whole word. It was a letter issue. You can only get so many letters on there. Student body prez. So if you could refer to me as Mr. Prez.
Okay. From now on?
Why not? I'm Mr. Prez.
President Flintstone?
Fred, Mr. Prez Flintstone.
Okay.
but it still fits you.
Yeah, it still fits you. Same size kind of guy.
Same size.
Yeah. Well, I did mention we have the Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition, but before we get to that, we do have one quick update, and I just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
And they write in, it's from a dummy named Tom. He goes, love you guys, love all the Bad Magic shows. Since this is clearly the place for dummies and dumb moves and stories, I figured I would lob it out there to send the anonymous listener from the Bluetooth speaker story my email address. If she's single and interested in chatting, it's rare to find someone who's into that kind of thing. 3 out of 5 stars wouldn't change a thing. Because feel free to include this in the show, but obviously I prefer my last name to be kept out of it. Loyal dummy, Tom. So we're talking about the pegging story.
So Tom wants to be pegged.
Yes. So okay. If you're that anonymous listener out there, you can go ahead and write in, and we can get you guys hooked up with the email address, and then potentially you could plow his asshole.
Right. And ideally, you could send us a video just so we know the deal went down.
Just for funsies.
Just for funsies, guys. Listen, you can blur yourselves out.
Right.
We won't attach names. You can trust us.
Listen, I'm the press.
I'm the press. Listen, you can trust the press.
Always can.
I'm not going to blast your peg video out for all our viewers to see. Come on.
Oh, that'd be fun. Do it. Send it.
Do it.
Wear a funny mask.
Peg.
Plow his butt. Plow his butt. All right, let's move on.
No, but seriously, I would love that, actually.
I know.
If they hooked up and then it started a great relationship, they're getting what they want sexually, that would be fucking amazing. So, Tom, we do wish you truly the best of luck.
Yeah, fill yourself up. That's what I'm saying.
Fill it up.
Fill it up, boy. All right, very super most important starting question. The very super most important starting question. All right, I'm doing a mashup of two different Would You Rather sent in by dummies, Nick and Tyler.
Okay.
And this one is absolutely amazing. Zach, go ahead, sir. Would you rather have a regular looking dick, but anytime you used it to pee or for pleasure, it would play bagpipe noises?
Okay.
Or get a flat tire every time you drive by yourself?
Oh, yeah. You have to get a flat tire every time you drive. It would be so annoying.
But so would a bagpipe dick.
So would a bagpipe dick. And it plays it every time you pee or every time you, what was it, come?
Sure, yeah, for pleasure or jerk.
Oh, for pleasure. Okay, so every time you're playing with it.
I keep on hearing accordion noises, but that's just from a past Would You Rather.
Bagpipe. Okay.
Like that's, that's pretty, I was proud of that.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good bagpipe.
Honk.
Performance.
It's about as good as any bagpipe performance I've ever seen.
True. That's the nice thing about the bagpipe is whether you're playing a real bagpipe or just trying to make dead goose noises or dying goose noises, you sound just as good.
Pretty professional. Every amateur is professional.
I'm picturing like a bagpipe orchestra where there's like a few of the guys just don't bring, they forget their fucking bagpipes and they're just like, just make shitty noises. And they're like, fucking nailed it.
That was Amazing Grace. Did you tell?
That's an amazing instrument where it's like, that instrument should have just been fucking, when the guitar came along, everybody should have taken their bagpipes and just fucking burned them in a pile.
Filled them up with gasoline. Fucking blew them up.
Like, there's no reason for that instrument to still be around.
So you're having sex and just.
Right. How loud? How loud is it?
I think it depends on how hard you're thrusting. So okay. You could have a little like.
That's kind of fun. Like, and then you're peeing too. If it's like a little trickle coming out, it's like. Or however. But then if you're really pushing. Just whatever.
And I mean, okay, kind of graphic, but you know that when you poo, you also.
Sometimes
pee.
A little pee comes
so
out.
So it's going to go.
Oh, man.
That's your orchestra.
Just the symphony and it coming out of the stall.
Which is entertaining.
That is entertaining.
That person, for sure.
Right.
So there's that.
Man, you can't have quiet sex. That's a bummer where it's like if you have kids or whatever like that, you mm-hmm. can't just be like, hey, let's just have a quiet quickie. Nope.
You'd have to really be into the bagpipes mm-hmm. outside of sex.
Mm-hmm.
So that okay, I'm gonna go to my room and practice my bagpipes. That way you can still have a little jerk sesh.
Right, right.
You have to actually be a fanatic of the bagpipe.
I just picture somebody trying to be quiet, and you know, like when you're having like quiet sex, you can be quiet, but then when you're having your orgasm,
right.
Then you're just like, fuck it. Like all bets are off.
Just give me 30 seconds.
And there's more like thrusting or whatever. Right. And that would just be like, but that last bit, just like it really.
So that's fun.
Okay.
That's fun.
That's kind of fun. And then the flat tire.
Every time you drive by yourself, you have to go somewhere with somebody every single time.
That's terrible.
Or fix your tire.
I guess I'm going backpipe. I'm going backpipe on this one. That's going to be so freakish, but the rage I would have of never being able to drive by myself. Because then I was thinking, like, what if I got like one of those bird scooters or something? But they still have tires, and I imagine so. Then it's like that tire goes flat.
Okay.
And then if I take my bike, that tire goes flat.
Okay.
Any vehicle you have that has a tire on it, which is all vehicles.
You'd have a fun buddy. What if you really like your little fun tandem buddy?
I don't know. It'd be nice a lot of the times, but I'm more of a – it's important to me. Like I love errands by myself.
Yes.
Like sometimes I love to go with Lindsay. I love Lindsay to death. We spend so much time together.
Right.
But sometimes I'm like, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and she's like, I'll come. And she's all happy. And so I don't want to make her sad. I'm like, oh, cool. But in my heart, I'm like, fuck.
Man, I just wanted to peruse.
I was going
to
have 10 minutes of alone time.
Yeah.
Now I have, you know, someone to talk to.
What if you had like a poor mechanic friend that – here, hear me out. Or a tire changer guy. I don't know if that – he doesn't have to have a mechanic degree, whatever okay. it's
he
called.
Says that, he just has a tire changing degree.
Loves, yeah, but he's poor, so he needs a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So you just like get in, and you can blow out your tire, and then you just make him fix it, and you go drop him off, and you have the rest of your day by yourself. Doesn't say once a day, so maybe
right.
I'm wrong.
Right.
My brain just put it in like a calendar form.
And he sounds like a sad fucking ride. You know, if this guy
doesn't matter. He fixed your tire, man.
Yeah, but I got this struggling tire change guy in the passenger seat, and he's always complaining about like, oh, my money's not working out good.
How long till he kills you? Steals your car.
Right. I'm bagpipe. I'm gonna go bagpipe on this.
Okay. And I think I actually might too.
Okay.
Because I've changed plenty of tires, and it sucks every single time.
It sucks. I've changed, not in years, but I've changed. I had a shitty truck when I was younger that I'm like, how many things can go wrong on this?
Can you imagine having that situation like in the Pacific Northwest or anywhere where, like, I mean, 8 months out of the year it's cold
mm-hmm.
and then four of them it's snow? Like that situation?
Right. Just out in the snow on the side of the road again.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. Okay. Bagpipe ween it is.
Okay. Tiny person that rides around on your back, like he's not a big deal, doesn't talk, can't speak. He's just always there, and now you don't have to blow
your
tire.
He's on my back now?
I don't know. He's a baby guy. He's a little tiny baby guy.
A little baby guy changes tires?
No. He rides with you so that the tire never goes out. He's just always attached to you.
Oh, you have like a little...
Like a little friend. A little tiny friend that doesn't bother you. You just have to bring him in the car. Maybe you just leave him in the car.
Just for a second.
He lives in the car. You get a little food dish.
Right. Just for a second, I pictured, like, you ever seen this movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau?
No, I have not.
It's a weird movie. It's Marlon Brando. It's a weird movie. Right. And Marlon Brando makes, like, these clones and his crazy scientist character.
Okay.
And he has this creepy little dude he made that just sits on his shoulder or something like, or sits on the piano when he plays. It's fucking weird. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of creepy. I was picturing that guy, and I was like, well, because he's quiet. He's, like, mute. And I'm like, if I had, like, a creepy little mute dude just in the back seat. But then that guy's going to fuck. I can't relax and enjoy my music just knowing there's a weird fucking creepy mute baby guy back there. Like it's going to unnerve me.
I pictured like Chucky, that car scene.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No,
but a nice Chucky.
But a nice Chucky.
So he'd like maybe like massage your neck instead of cut it with a wire. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Bagpipe dick.
Bagpipe dick it is.
For sure. I'm with you there. Thanks again for sending that in. If you have more would you rathers, dumb at isbedumb.com. Let's find out how dumb you are.
Okay.
I love your story. Here's Is okay. We Dumb? Is We Dumb? Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Prez. Sorry, Prez.
Thank you, Mr. Prez.
Sorry about that. So let's talk about how dumb you are.
Okay, so this just happened last night before this recording.
Fresh.
This is a fresh one.
Fresh dummy.
And this is a dumb situation I haven't even fully dealt with yet.
Okay.
But we, on the Scared to Death podcast, we did these pre-order books a while back, and there was a bunch of shipping problems because of COVID, all this nonsense. Then everybody got sick. When we finally got them, we had to like get all these things autographed and sent back out.
Right.
And it put us in a work hole. So basically this last weekend, me, Lindsay, and the kids, we paid them. We all just worked the whole weekend. We just had like building,
yay.
But like late at night until like all day, every day.
Right.
Like left work here, went home, ate dinner, and then just got right to making boxes.
There's a shit ton of books and boxes, guys.
Mm-hmm.
A ton.
A ton of them. So we just had like this crazy assembly line.
Like how many thousands?
Well, it was 2,500 roughly is what we did, but that's 2,500 boxes where like you have to take them out of the package. Uh-huh. You have to fold each box.
Yeah.
And then we had to sign each book. And then we had to put address labels on each book.
Uh-huh.
And then you had like the tissue paper in. It's way more time consuming than I thought. It was like 2,500 boxes. It fills up your house pretty fast.
Yeah. I just wanted to paint the picture of how tired you were going to be and how pumped you were going to be when all this was over.
Right, exactly. Okay, yeah, exactly. So it is like... And
that's
like,
my favorite part about this.
And it's repetitive motion. Uh-huh. So my back hurts just because I'm not used to doing that or whatever. So... And last Sunday night, 10 o'clock at night, finally done with, and Lindsay's actually still working on it now. While I'm doing other work, she's like, her and Kate are going to the post office. Kate is going to the post office because she's out of her quarantine.
Okay.
So all this stuff is happening. Going to the hot tub Sunday night, and we had this crazy snowstorm. Really early snowstorm. So I had the snow on top of the hot tub cover. And in the past, when I've pulled the cover off, it's been heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But then because of the warm, water.
Because it's fucking hot tub.
Yeah. It melts the base. So when you lift the cover, all the snow slides off.
Right.
And I'm tired. And I assume that's going to happen. And it's real heavy. Like it was dense snow. And so I lift this thing up. I fold it over on itself. And then I go and it's like on this metal bracket system where you fold the little cover on top of itself. Then you push it further off and it just like hangs off the back of the hot tub.
It makes it so it's easy for one person to put the lid on and off by themselves.
Exactly.
That's why this metal bar exists.
Yep. Well, when I lift it, the momentum shifted and it kind of pulled away from me and slick and none of the snow came off. And it must have, that snow, it must have been like 150, 250 pounds. I don't even know how many pounds worth of snow.
Yeah.
And I just hear this crazy like crunch, crash, smash. And I'm like, oh shit. And I look back, the momentum ripped the brackets and just tore the back of the hot tub. So like the shell of the outside, luckily the shell where the water, I was expecting water to be leaking everywhere.
Right. It broke.
Oh my God. I thought I broke the whole thing. It didn't destroy the inside, but the back now, the screws got pulled out of the hot tub. It's all bent. The cover doesn't fit back on top of it. So it was just a moment where it's like, it's 15 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I just did this. I'm fucking tired. And I'm just like, God damn it. Like now I can't even relax. So then I still got in and just sat there and just like, you're so fucking stupid.
That's the opposite of relaxing.
Yep.
That's a self-hate hot bath.
And now I have to call them. I'm sure it's going to be expensive to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm annoyed by the expense that I know it's going to. And it's like, I just keep thinking like when they get off the phone, they're going to be like, well, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Like who? Like he lifted. He knew it was heavy. Like why would you just throw it over and not think?
Kev Doc, get over here.
Check out this idiot did.
Look at this guy.
And then I have to go in probably and talk to them. And now I'm the guy that they know is so fucking dumb and lazy.
Sure.
I could have avoided that whole thing by just pushing the ice off.
Right.
But I was like, no, I'm tired. Throw.
I get
smash.
It. I'll give you some sympathy points. I feel like I would have done that exact same thing.
Okay.
I would have thrown it off because that's what you expect.
Right.
And you're tired.
I'm tired.
I relate it to coming home from a day on the mountain, like snowboarding.
Right.
Then you're just exhausted. You get everything unpacked, which is the worst part of getting back and getting all the wet shit out of your car.
Yeah.
And you just go to the hot tub, and I'm not cleaning that shit off, dude. I'm flipping it up, and I'm fucking breaking my hot tub.
Oh, man.
I'm going to not give a fuck. I'm going to lean over the edge and
I still got
in. Sloop, like a little seal slide in and be like, not worried about it.
And when I was sitting there, I was luckily it didn't happen, but I was just waiting. I was like watching the water line.
Oh, yeah.
And I was expecting to have this moment of me sitting there so sad as the water goes down and just hearing it spill out onto the lawn behind me.
The slide whistle noise.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Boing. And then I went in, and Lindsay was still working because she was finishing like some packaging stuff. Uh-huh. And then of course, like, I was just dreading also going back in and having to tell myself.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, and of course she said what I thought she was going to say. She's like, why didn't you just get rid of the snow? And then I was like, I know, I should have. And I'm like, I feel bad. And then she said, like, it was almost like a parental thing. She's like, well, everyone makes mistakes. And I'm just like, God.
Zing.
Exactly.
I'm not mad. Just disappointed.
It was a total, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed comment. So I'm just going to go to bed.
You should have tried to frame the kids. Kyler, what'd you do? I went out here. No, I went out here just to use it. And the right. whole fucking thing was did. Broken, Kyler.
Nice, Kyler.
I didn't go, to your room. I didn't do it.
just send him to his room. And then later, like, I'm going to give you $50 for taking that fall from me.
5 years from then, though. You're like, I know. By the way, I know you didn't do that. That was me.
5 years from now, I'm visiting him in prison because his life took a turn from that moment where he liked the rage.
I like being naughty. Right. He loved it.
Just being framed by his own father, it just like just ruined his psyche. Yeah. And then I was like, hey, man, I got a confession.
Pick up the hold on.
Yeah, the glass you, in between yeah, us.
I picture Listen. You pick up the phone and he's like, you're like, just get up, pick it up. Pick it up. He picks it up and just like puts it in his ear. Like, I know you didn't break the hot tub lid.
Listen, remember a year before you ran away from home and you got in all that trouble and your life started that downward spiral? Mm-hmm. Remember how upset you were about being framed? Yeah. You were framed.
You were framed.
Listen.
He thinks he's going crazy. He's like, I don't remember doing it. Was I sleepwalking?
I'm like, nah. Nah, I did it.
Nah, I did it.
Nah, then I lied.
And have
then,
fun in there.
And that's what led to the fighting with you and Lindsay. And then I know like a year later you killed her and then you're in prison for the rest of your life now.
You'll be happy to know your room is now my studio. And it's a great studio. I'm getting a lot of shit done and I'm making the whole family proud. Love you.
I mean, other than Lindsay, you kids.
Yeah, she's dead. I know. Her room is her second studio. So all of this is working out for me. I should be saying thank you, Kyler. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
So much room.
Hey, and I'm gonna make it up. I'm going to get you so many cigarettes.
I'm going to sneak it.
You're going to have the most cigarettes of anybody in this prison, okay?
Your shank is going to be top notch.
Your dad's going to get you the nicest shank.
Shank in the world. Engraved.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
It's completely ruined his life.
A little KC on the shank, right, custom engraved. That's how much I love you.
You're not mad, are you?
You're not mad, are you? All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on to the listener edition of Dumb Dumb Idiots.
Great.
And I will say, just because my throat, I feel a little throaty today.
Okay.
A little snuffly, and there's quite a bit of reading. So if you hear me going and clearing stuff.
He apologizes.
I'm sorry. Our first story sent in by dummies Eric and Cheryl, who write, hey guys, I was hoping you could settle a dispute between my wife and I that's been debated since we got married. Seeing as our 4-year anniversary is approaching, we think it's time to get a second opinion on the who the dum-dum is in this story. I love this story.
Okay. Who's the dum-dum?
Right.
Got my notepad ready.
Okay. It was 2 weeks before our wedding, and my wife and I were doing yard work. It was fall, so mostly raking leaves. We got them into a pile. We're ready to burn them, but since they were kind of wet and wanted, you know, I wanted a little, or I wanted a little, excellent.
Yeah, speed accelerant. It up. Yeah, yeah.
My future wife had gone inside to use the restroom, so she wasn't around to see me splash the pile with a little gas.
Oh,
it's just good. It's just getting good. Knowing that isn't the best idea and usually explodes, which is my favorite part, I step away to find something to light the fire and throw in it. After finding something, I turn back around to see her with a burning magazine bending over to the pile. It happened so fast I couldn't do anything. All I could do was yell a slow-mo, no! As an 80s action movie, pyrotechnics I had set up engulfed her in a small mushroom cloud.
Holy shit.
After the shock had worn off, we began to assess the damage. She almost entirely lost her left eyebrow, and her right forearm had pretty decent burn on it.
Oh, remember, my God.
2 weeks from the wedding day.
Oh, my God.
So what do we do? The only thing I can... the only thing the kind of person who accidentally sets his wife on fire would do, he got in his car and headed to Walmart for the first aid burn supplies. It wasn't until we got home that we relapsed, you know, looking over what she was wearing. She was wearing yoga pants, you know, not very heat resistant material. And the fireball had scorched through them, resulting in the entire time that we were in Walmart, her vagina was hanging out for the world to see. We need it settled once and for all. Who's the dum-dum? Me for using gas on wet leaves and not expecting anyone to go over there and light it, or my wife leaning over the pile and lighting it without announcing that she's going to light it. Luckily, we are both good-humored people and laugh about it to this day. Thanks for pumping out the great content, Eric and Cheryl.
Eric and Cheryl. Cheryl, Eric owes you an apology. That, to me, that is beyond clearly Eric's fuck up.
That's what you're going with?
For sure, because he never told her that he did that.
It's 100% Eric's fault.
It's 100% Eric's fault. Why would someone assume that a random pile of leaves in the yard would be fucking doused in gasoline?
I'll tell you what, she does now.
She does?
Every pile of gasoline.
Yep.
I mean, every pile of leaves that she sees is 100% she assumes it's full of gas.
I picture Cheryl, like, before she even lights a candle, she's like, is there gasoline on this candle? Like, she has to check anytime she turns the stove on. Do you pour gas all over the stove?
It's Thanksgiving. She's about to put the turkey in. She looks at Eric. She goes, did you fill this turkey up with gasoline? No, I didn't. Okay, cool.
Okay, good. Okay, got to check. Just anytime there's a fire, she has to check with him.
any chance at all.
Right.
Right.
Shouldn't there be a smell, though? You smell the gasoline,
right? but leaves are powerful. Like, how much gas did he pour in there?
Well, leaves and gasoline smell together still smells like gasoline,
Smells like gasoline, but if I was bending over to light light some leaves, and I smelled gas, I don't know that I still and no one had told me that gas had been poured on the leaves.
Yeah.
I might just think like, oh, did I get that some gas in my hand in the garage?
Right.
Am I smelling it from like a neighbor's? I wouldn't automatically assume like, oh, clearly someone has poured gasoline all over these leaves.
Yeah. I mean, if you take it to like a more of an extreme situation and just like have a bomb sitting there and then just leave it and expect not someone to come up and push the fucking button on the bomb.
Right.
Like then that's your fault for leaving the gas pile.
Yeah, it's Eric.
It's Eric. Sorry, Eric.
Sorry, Eric. Funny story, though.
I mean...
And what a forgiving wife you have.
The vagina Walmart stuff?
Oh, my God. The vagina Walmart thing is fucking amazing.
He should get in trouble for saying that it was hanging out. Cause that's not very nice of him.
Right. You're painting quite a picture of Cheryl's vagina.
Yes. Which I don't think... I mean, I don't care if it hangs. It's not my business.
How much roast beef's in that sandwich?
Right. And you just have to pick up any more roast beef at Walmart. All set.
I'm sure Cheryl has a lovely vagina.
Probably the best I've ever seen or haven't seen. She has the best vagina I've never seen.
There you go. Eric, we know that Cheryl has the best vagina we've never seen. Right. We're confident on that. Yeah. And then also, I just picture though, like you know, like people go to Walmart for people watching.
Yeah.
If you went to Walmart for people watching, and you see a lady with a fucking eyebrow burn off,
a forearm
burn off, kind of stuff, like burns on her clothes, and like her vagina, yoga pants have been burned, like so it's just out in the open,
and a smiling, laughing husband,
that'd be one of the greatest days of my life. Would
you call the cops?
It would be birth of Kyler Monroe, and then just above that would be this burnt lady with her vagina hanging out at Walmart,
right. I've got a story for you. Gather up the boys. You're not going to believe this shit.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that was a great story, you guys.
It's very good.
I love it, the couple that can laugh about stuff, because like, what else are you going to do in that situation?
No, and everyone's alive.
Everyone's alive.
We wouldn't be laughing if she died.
God, that's funny.
That's for sure. On to our next Dumb Dumb Idiot listener submission. This one is asking to remain anonymous for professional reasons, so here we go.
Okay.
Dear Joe and Fred Flintstone, I've been a fan of Is Me Dumb since it started, making the jump over from Time Suck and Scared to Death. Thanks for supporting everything we do, by the way. Listening to it has reminded me of the dumb incident that I'd like to share with you two, stemming from a camping trip where my friends and I learned that we're not the outdoorsy type. This is really good.
Okay.
A friend of mine had recently come back from basic training, so we decided it would be fun for the group to go camping. Since it was Labor Day weekend and we planned this trip late, there was not many sites available. Can relate. It happens all the time up here. Except for those in the areas with bears. Being a group of guys in our early 20s, we thought nothing of this and headed out for the weekend of drinking in the woods. The first night we were there, we started cooking hamburgers.
Zach's interest is peaked.
He's like,
go on.
I like this story.
Which created a large amount of grease. To get rid of the grease while still cooking, but not wanting to just throw hot grease around, we decided to pour it into a red Solo cup. That's a mistake. The second the grease touched the cup, it began burning holes in the cup.
Right.
Of course it did.
Gonna melt the cup.
Not wanting to give up on this endeavor, we used an empty beer can and got the same result. Frustrated, we decided to just throw the grease in the dirt around us and thought nothing of it. This, of course, you know, till later that night.
I think I see where this is going.
Yeah. Around 3 a.m.-ish, I left my tent to use the bathroom, and while returning, I noticed something outside of my friend's tent. I can make out three silhouettes from the moonlight in front of my friend's tent and heard a weird grunting and licking noise.
Whoa.
It was hard to make out what was going on at first, but it became quickly apparent that a mother bear and her two cubs were right outside of my friend's tent licking up the grease that we had thrown there. Can you imagine? Luckily enough, they were content to lick up the grease and left when the sun started to rise. Once they left, I went to check on my friend. The bears ate him. No. he had a much worse night than I did, saying that he knew the bears were out there the whole time. He had spent the entire night trying to keep his four-month-year-old pit bull from getting riled up and trying to get out of the tent at the bears. We chalked it up to an incident of just being dumb, considering ourselves lucky that nothing else happened, and continued our weekend. We spent the rest of the weekend drinking on the beach of the lake we were near.
Okay.
Yep. Well, it was fun. It was a fun way to reclaim our weekend and hopefully avoid more bears. We immediately regretted it, as we found out upon returning home that we all developed second-degree burns on our backs. Each of us ended up missing a day or two of school work to heal up. And decided between the bears and burns, I'm guessing sunburns, would not be going camping again anytime soon. I thought that same thing about wrestling. Yeah. They pour the grease on their shirts.
I know. I'm like, how do you pour the grease on your backs?
This red Solo cup, beer can on my back.
Oh my God, this grease is burning a hole through a cup. Quick, throw it on my back.
quick, pour it down my spine. thank you both for this podcast, as well as the other podcasts and stuff within the Bad Magic family. It has made coronavirus much more bearable. Because that joke coming in hot.
Anonymous dummy. Coming in hot.
Fuck that. And fuck you.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Why?
I'm just kidding. Hey. To the bears.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah. Good.
I've been close to bears, but it's never been like a camping experience.
Right.
But I have a fucking nightmare that I still think about to this day.
An actual nightmare you had, or just a nightmare situation?
I still have them because of a camping situation
no
that we got into.
Okay.
And I want to take a second to share that.
Okay.
High school.
Yeah.
Maybe, fuck, doesn't matter. We were going, there's southern Idaho.
Yeah.
There's mountain area, and then it's desert.
Right.
Like if you go a little more desert. South, it's just desert. It's
lava
sagebrush
fields.
And rattlesnakes. Like right. that's what it is.
Right.
So it was towards the end of summer. And we decided we were going to go to this town. I don't even know if anybody lives there. Like maybe five people. it's called Jawbridge. And the road is super shit to get out there. We went out there because we worked for a landscaping company to like grab a bunch of rocks and stuff to bring back one time. We kind of liked the just a cool landscape.
Yeah.
So we figured we would go camping out there.
Yeah.
We set up our tents. And there's, I think, like five couples at that time.
Okay.
And late afternoon, we're figuring out what to do. And we know that there's a hot springs around here, right?
Yeah.
So we go back a little ways and park, and there's the sign that says hot springs, and it has an arrow,
yeah.
and the arrow is pointing up,
okay.
which means hot springs forward, right?
Right.
And there is a dirt path there. So we go marching down, and we have a dog with us,
yeah.
A bunch of people. We're wearing sandals. We don't know how far, you know, sandals and just swim shorts. We're picturing it being right there. Like,
okay.
we know it's here.
Yeah.
And we get about 2 miles in, and we're standing there on this, like, shale cliffside.
Uh-huh.
And we're thinking, like, where the fuck is this hot springs? And as we're standing there, we started hearing rattling. And it was, like, one. Then it was two. And then it was the entire ground was buzzing.
Oh, my God.
And we were standing there in sandals on top of a fucking rattlesnake den. And as soon as you, like, focused in, you saw them all.
It's like out of a movie.
At least 100.
Jesus.
Around it was just the entire mountainside was rattling snakes. So one got nervous and then set up. It goes, and terrifying feel, right?
Too bad Eric wasn't around to pour gasoline on all those rattlesnakes.
Or yeah, or pour some grease down their backs. You know, I'd love either one of you guys on this camping trip.
Right.
But we had the dog with us, so the dog was really interested in the snake.
Oh, no.
And our friend James, which is still a genius level 200 IQ play, he had a dog, he had a ball.
Yeah.
And the dog was going up to like sniff a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And he threw the ball. And so the dog like went and chased the ball and ran out of the. This happened like in two
so
seconds.
So fast, yeah.
Yeah, he just went, and just threw it.
Right. Get away from these snakes.
And the dog chased it and ran off the shale part of the cliff and like down to like where the river was.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just all had sandals on and took turns, one person like sneaking out of there at a time. So it wasn't a whole group like moving out.
To not rile them up
and just try to like find a path. So we sent the ones that had like shoes on first and they
right.
got to walk and lead the way. And we found out wherever they went, we knew the snakes weren't there.
Okay.
So we'd
okay.
follow each other.
None of you guys got bit.
No one got bit. We would have fucked for sure. Something bad would have happened. You're in the Jawbridge is the middle of nowhere.
Right, and that's the worst part of that, where it's like if you get a rattlesnake bite, yeah, it's not going to be fun. But if you get it, you know, mm-hmm. 15 minutes from a hospital,
right,
they're going to have the anti venom.
Sure,
they're going to take care of you.
Yeah, but, I mean, the road out there is terrible. Like, there's no fast way back. to any, I don't know what the nearest thing, probably Jackson Hole might have been the nearest hospital.
And even if you don't die, I'm pretty sure that you could like lose a limb or something.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% on that. But I think if like the poison sets in and starts like...
It clots your blood?
Yeah, it does something terrible to you. And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. So then we got back, and I'll wrap the story up. We realized that the hot springs was in the town of Jobridge, and someone had turned the arrow sign. It had fallen. It was meant to be pointing right, and then it was pointing up.
Oh, no.
So either it fell
over
time, or someone just turned it
and
almost killed me and a bunch of friends. So whoever you, good job, that guy.
What if it was one of the snakes that did it?
Can you imagine a world where snakes can do that kind of stuff?
Snakes are like, oh, we got to fucking switch the sign around.
Snakey little snake.
Snakey little snake. Get some snake meat. Get some snake food.
Go feed my family, turn this sign. So that reminded me of that story. I haven't shared that one in a long time.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
That was a good one. It was intense. It's like a movie.
It is. It is. And it still scares me. I still wake up sometimes thinking about that. I have any sort of camping or outdoor type of dream.
That reminds me of this one time when I won, I was elected student body president in high school.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Did you, what was the reward?
Just a cool jacket.
Okay.
Just reminds me of that time that I was the one who got elected president.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to be that guy now. Whenever you have stories and I don't have a similar story, I'm like, oh my God, that totally reminds me of that one time I became student body president.
Press.
That you can't take away from me.
Right. And you never gonna be able to take that away
from me. Never gonna be able to take that 1995 Sam River High student body president forever.
Would you rather have my snake story or your horrific hiking camping trip with Kyler? Both of them are pretty shitty.
Both of them are pretty shitty. I'd rather have, I think that the hiking trip's not gonna give me nightmares. but I'm not gonna be sore if I sneak out of the snakes.
Right.
That's a tough call.
Spoopy situation. Right.
Spoopy
there.
Situation.
I did grab one more.
Okay.
For the Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition.
Okay.
And we'll read this before we head into the apocalypse pending section.
Okay.
This was set in by Dummy Ronnie. Hey, dummies. I recently got new rubber floor mats for my car this winter. Put them in the car. Look great. Done. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Okay. There might be more to the story. About an hour after I put the new mats in, I started the car to go run some errands. I immediately the engine revved and revved. I shut the car off. I tried starting it again, still revving. Opened the hood, looked at the LED headlight bulbs that I just put in a little while ago. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I decided to call the dealer, and as I bought the car 2 months ago as a certified pre-owned 2017 with only 30,000 miles, I explained my issue to the service advisor, and he asked me if there were any lights on the dash. I did notice that the the thing that tells you the RPMs, 3,800 RPMs, but nothing else.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to say that yet.
Tachometer,
I don't know. Tachometer.
Tachometer.
I don't know.
Tachometer. That's what I want to call it. I'm so hungry. Then he asked if anything might be pressing the accelerator pedal. I looked and saw that the driver floor mat was over the accelerator pedal and holding it to the floor. I moved the mat, tucked it under the pedal, and problem solved. I've been driving for a living for almost 30 years, and in general, since 1984, you'd think I would have been a little bit smarter. was an absolute moron. Gotta say, I love the show. The one-star reviews, especially the intro song, is my favorite part. Longtime time sucker. What is big deal?
Ronnie. Thanks, Ronnie.
Yeah, in Liverpool, New York.
Oh, cool. All
so right. That's fun.
That's fun.
That's
to make that little mistake.
Yeah, because get that far into a customer service call and then realize that you are a fucking idiot.
That's entirely your mm-hmm, problem. Mm-hmm. You could have, like, if you just would have looked a little harder,
uh-huh,
you would have never had to call them in the first place.
Nope.
And you and I are talking before the show. I can't remember what I was calling about.
Okay.
And I wish I could, but I definitely know I've had at least one call in my life where I've furious, like angry that they didn't like set this up right. They're not helping me. They're not giving, like, I know what I've done. I remember one time getting into it where I'm like, look, this isn't the first time I've like messed around a computer. It's supposed to do this. And then halfway into the call, I realized, oh, I fucked up. Right. And I didn't know, and I didn't want to admit it.
Uh-huh.
And so I just panicked and I hung up. That's
bye.
Bye. Yeah. Hey, listen, I click.
Like, oh shit, gotta go. I can scare him. Oh, the thing's gonna blow up. And then just click. I'm like, oh man, I'm so dumb. I had it happen when trying to our furnace stopped working.
It's an old furnace. Okay.
And I've never really tinkered with a furnace. Like, I fixed some stuff.
You know how to light the pilot light?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I've had, it's from probably the 70s or 80s, so I've had to change the belt on it.
Oh, so you've done some stuff
on it. Change the pilot light.
Yeah.
But not, I don't know like shit about it. I just don't know how the thing works, really.
You're not going to get a welding torch
no.
and just get busy on it.
No.
Okay.
So I went and looked at it. It wouldn't turn on. It wouldn't write. It was just only blowing cold air.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't figure it out. And I called up the company after probably diving in for 5 hours of trying mm-hmm. to figure out like what this thing is, right? So I'm talking to him. He goes, yeah, you know, he has me check all this stuff and has me take off all these plates and stuff. And he hears me, you know, phone to my chin. Yeah. Like undoing all the screws.
Yeah.
And then as I'm sitting there and I'm defeated, I go like this and I rest my hand on one of the, like the wood beams that's okay. by the furnace. And there's something there. And I go and I look around the corner and it's the fucking gas knob. Like the handle that turns the gas on to the furnace.
So yes, yeah, so it had
so Pepper,
no gas.
Pepper had playing back there and just turned off my furnace. Just turn the gas off.
You beat her?
She's gone.
Okay, good.
I've been pretending she's alive for 9 years. She died right then.
Fair.
Yeah. And she just turned it off.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that I was supposed to check. They're like, okay, no, is it getting gas? Like, of course it's getting gas.
Yeah, it's getting gas. Yeah, I checked.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
It would save me. I mean, it was multiple days. Like, I tried a whole.
Oh, that sucks.
I tried a whole day. We were freezing all night. And the next day, you know, work all day, then come home and try to fix the thing again.
Right.
And then you realize it's just because you turned off the gas knob. So now.
Yeah.
I wish I had a picture, but I don't. The gas knob is turned up and on, and it's just duct taped.
So you can't turn it off?
It's unless you want to cut through it. It will never be turned off again. I was like, fucking, I'm so stupid. I think I might have done the same thing. I was like, oh, man, like, I can't figure it out. And they're like, okay, well, you know, I'll call you back if I can't. And I right at that moment, I had fixed it. And I just kind of was like, I didn't want to say, oh, God, man, this is crazy. You're not going to believe it. The gas wasn't on.
Remember that thing you asked me about at the very beginning?
Right.
You're right.
You're right. Of course it's on. And that kind of made you feel dumb for asking me.
Right. Remember when I got mad at you? And just yelled at you for you doing your job correctly?
Right.
I apologize.
I apologize for that.
Click.
Have a good day. I am warm now. Bye.
Bye.
Fun. That was our second listener edition of Dumb Dumb Idiots.
That was a good one, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Big thanks to our dummies for sending those in. I love it.
Yeah, keep doing it.
Dumb@isbedumb.com.
That's where you send those in. Let's take a look at the dumbest thing I was able to find this week, eh?
Okay.
Okay. Apocalypse pending.
The apocalypse.
Yay. It's no secret that people and parents have been naming their kids dumb shit for a long time.
Yeah.
Seems to be getting more and more out of control as we progress and evolve as humans.
Okay.
This particular one, though, it's not... They found a way to make it work, but it just did remind me that it's really dumb. And it made me go back and look at names that I do know exist that kids are named.
Okay.
And we'll get there in just a second. But... this story. Go ahead, Zach. Parents name baby after internet provider in exchange for 18 years of free Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine this shit?
Brilliant.
Sign me up.
Oh.
So two new parents have taken up an internet provider's offer of free Wi-Fi for 18 years in exchange for naming their baby in honor of the company. Swiss internet provider Twiffy is currently advertising the offer on their website, stating that parents who name their little ones Twiffius or Twiffia will surf the free web free of charge until the offspring becomes an adult. It reads, simply upload a photo of your child's civil birth certificate. After verification, Twiffy will give you 18 years of free internet. And one 30 and 35-year-old couple who choose to remain anonymous, why?
Yeah.
Why would they want to do that?
And it's not going to be that hard to find them. Just find the kid who's named Twiffy. And it's their parents.
Right. Like, process of elimination, one. There you are.
We'd like to remain anonymous. Tough shit. And your kid's name is Twiffy.
Then you shouldn't have done this.
Right. Wait. Yeah, you can be anonymous right up until you go to daycare.
Right.
Or their kid does.
They took him up on the offer. They named their baby girl Twiffia, which is fine. They did sneak it and they put it in a middle name. Which is kind of cheating the system,
though.
But it's still there. And they did say that they would take all of the money they saved, which wasn't that much. I added it up. It's not fucking astronomical.
It's going to be towards their college or whatever.
You got it. Yeah, put it in a savings account for them.
What I don't like about that is like
you're wrapping a selfish fucking move and
change your name. Like I don't like that the company did that.
Right.
The company should have been like, listen, if you want free internet, legally change your first name
to
Twiffy or Twiffia.
Twiffius.
Show us the change of name form. And then that's your show us your driver's license, whatever they called over there.
thing, driving card.
Show us your Swiss cheese maker card. Right. I'm just trying to think the dumbest stereotype.
It's a brick of cheese with your face like carved into it.
I love the dumbest stereotype about Switzerland. Just take your chocolate maker certificate, your chocolate / cheese maker certificate.
Your Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Take your Willy Wonka golden ticket that every Swiss person gets and put... No, but like it's like you should do... Yeah, you should do your own name. That's just so fucked up to put that on your kids.
I know. And I love that one of the suggested names was Twiffius, which I guess picture that person back right. Where like all the like those people like Maximus, like back in the Roman Empire. You think he's going to make it through? Twiffius. Right. What? Stab.
Right.
Stupid name. Cut.
Some gladiator fights. We have Maximus. Like or Forcifius or something. Yeah. Maximus or Diffius versus Twiffia. Or
Twiffy boy. Stab dead.
Yeah.
But that did lead me back to an article that does remind me that people have been dumb for a long time.
Okay.
And then we'll just move on here. But it does, it is 100%. I looked up a lot of these to make sure that they were real.
Okay.
But there are kids that are named Timberland, ESPN.
ESPN?
Mm-hmm. Google, Facebook.
Facebook?
Vista, Hershey, Hennessy. Audi, Hilton. Well, yeah, I can see Hilton, uh-huh. I guess. Zeppelin. Don't name your kid Zeppelin. Please, guys. Please don't do it. Denim.
Denim.
There's a one that made me laugh really hard in here. I think it was just Wrigley Fields.
That's just a reminder of like... Yeah, you don't have to pass an IQ test to have kids.
No, you
like,
sure don't.
Like any idiot whose sperm or uterus works can pop out a kid and then get to name the kid the dumbest fucking thing ever.
I know. It's bad.
Oh, man.
Going like that. Take this picture of the teacher going down like mm-hmm. the list. Chad, here. Kevin, here. Mm-hmm. ESPN. Da-da-da. Like what? here. Like forever shamed.
Forever shamed.
Because you can't say ESPN, like Espen?
Espen.
Nope. Or Aspen. It's pronounced Aspen. Oh, go fuck yourself.
I wonder what the odds are. Like, okay, the odds of the general population, any given kid becoming like a doctor, compared to the odds of the kid named ESPN becoming a doctor.
Dr. Google.
Right, Dr. Google. I feel like if you have some like name that's that level of fucked up, yeah. It's going to go from like 1 in, I don't know, 3,000 to like 1 in 4 billion.
It's just not going to work out for you. Right. No, you're going to show up at, going to medical school, your first name's Facebook.
And like Hennessy?
Yeah.
Oh, this is my fucking kids. Hennessy, we got Tanqueray, we got fucking Stoli over there.
The only place that I ever like expect to hear the name Hennessy mm-hmm. would be if you were saying like, hi, my name's Hennessy and I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
Like, that's the only way that that's going to ever fit together.
That is unreal.
He's straight edge, sober. Right. Hennessy? No, I don't see it.
I got Hennessy, you got Skunk Bud. That's the little E over there. Right. We got Coke.
Here's ecstasy and cocaine. Mm-hmm.
I know a guy named Hennessy and a guy named Zeppelin.
Really?
What?
Yeah, they both sing in bands in the region, in the area.
And that's their real names?
I don't know. Well, the Zeppelin is. It's the kid of a singer. Yeah, you know.
Interesting.
You know him, too.
I know him, too. I don't like, what do you call him, though? I forgot that kid existed.
Zeppy?
Yeah. Zeppy? Zeppy Pen?
Zeppy Pen?
Zeppius Maximus?
Zeppius?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Scott, I'm excited to get to your listener suggested.
I'm very excited for the first listener suggested one star here. These are very funny.
All right.
I'm going to call it.
Hit it. I get no respect in real life. Always am upset.
So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah. And that was confusing on my part. I meant I'm going to call it as far as being funny. Right. Not as I'm going to set up the segment. But I could, right after I said it, I'm like, that was a weird thing for me to say at that time.
That was bad for me. That was bad for everybody.
That was bad for everybody.
It worked out.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sorry, Zach.
So I went to Amazon.
All right.
And I went with the most rated Ouija board.
All right.
Winning Moves Games, classic Ouija. And again, dummy Kyle Ward said that this is a must read. Just go to the reviews of a Ouija board. And Kyle was right.
He's not lying.
So, I mean, this is a well rated board, 2,712 ratings, 4.5 stars overall. And a lot of these, I will say, just heads up, are intentionally funny, but I just thought they did such a good job.
What? 5 stars. Like, that just means you got the demon you wanted?
I guess you just had fun playing the game, whatever.
Okay.
It's not. It's cheaper than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it's list price, $24.99. It's $20.99. Here's the first review.
Okay.
So this is just blank Amazon customer, one star, warning. Tried to summon Satan. My mother showed up.
Oh, my heck.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
That's pretty funny.
That is good.
Okay, so that's just a little quick little joke one. And then this one just cracked me up. Again, Amazon customer. Do not buy, one star. I was hoping it would work, but it don't. Goddamn Hasbro made it. You need to get some old creepy antique store that has one covered in dust in the back. Those are the ones that work.
Right.
And I get the feeling this person may not be kidding. Because some of these, I get the vibe.
I don't think they are.
I'm like, they're just like, oh, of course it didn't work. It's a Hasbro. God damn it. I love that they wrote God right. instead of God.
Right. I think, and I might be wrong here, yeah. pretty sure they invented it.
Yes. Well, there is a whole history. They were the first ones to market it. I don't know that it was Hasbro, but it was marketed initially in mass
right.
as a like toy kind of, you know, by a toy making company.
Because what's more fun?
Prior to that, they were called Spirit Boards. There is right. a history of them being kind of basically homemade.
Okay.
So it did come from the occult and spiritualist kind of things in uh-huh. the 19th century originally. Then it became marketed as a toy.
I picture that guy.
Parker Brothers,
it's
maybe.
It's the same exact board by the same exact company,
yeah.
but he just goes around and sees how much dust is on it. He's like, whoosh, like wipes his finger, goes, nope.
Too clean for demons.
Too clean for Satan.
Okay, so this next one, this is cracked me up. This is Plager 5, one star. Cheap Chinese product. This board was made in China, only summons Chinese demons. Would give 4 stars for ability to summon bilingual demons in next version. So I thought that was pretty clever.
That's very funny.
Yeah, I got these Chinese demons, sure.
I can't even talk to them.
I speak English. What am I supposed to do with those Chinese demons?
Right. How'd they even summon them with their right. English letters?
Right, they got the wrong letters for these demons.
I don't even know what I'm picking.
Okay, so this next one, this one just cracked me up because this one, right. I get the feeling this really happened and this dad is fucking hilarious. I'm just going to assume this is a real dad. So Kodorama, 1 star, no demon summoning. This is like something I would do. So he writes, so sorry that I purchased this. I bought for a baseball tournament. My son and I, as well as one of his teammates and his father, thought it would be fun to use during the boring downtime for the tournament. Mm-hmm. I decided to have some fun. I had never taken the board out of the Amazon box, so while they were at the pool swimming, I carefully opened the bottom of the box, set the board up in the closet, then resealed the box. Later, when we opened the box, there was no board and everyone was disappointed. I said I'd have to return it, file a complaint, etc. So my son's friend goes to the closet to get extra pillows. There's the board on the floor. My son and his friend freak out, ask me if I did it. How did I do it? I wasn't even in the room, LOL. So after not wanting to have anything to do with it, they finally agree to play. We had some fun. We, the adults, moved the thing around and made it seem like we were talking to a demon. Lots of fun. Kids wanted to quit. We tell them we can't until the spirit agrees, and of course he doesn't. They are so panicked, we are having a blast. I love these kids freaking out. And then, however, what ruined it was when we asked the demon to show himself, he didn't. Right. You pay $20 and you can't even summon a demon. That sucks. 1 star.
That is funny.
But I just love the picture he paints.
Uh-huh.
I just picture these kids, yeah, freaking out.
Just shaking and begging. Shaking. Like, we can't.
I don't want to play. The demon won't let us stop.
Haven't you seen Jumanji? It's the same thing.
Oh my God. That is just a really clever prank.
That's so good.
And the lengths he went to like cut the bottom, uh-huh. reseal it, uh-huh. hide the board. That is beautiful.
That's perfect little prank.
5 stars for that prank.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised he, I think he didn't get the demon he wanted.
He didn't get the demon he wanted.
That's fair. When it's marketed that way, I guess that is the end result you're looking for.
Right.
I don't
right.
care how fun it is.
You still want that demon.
You still want the demon. Waste of goddamn money.
This next one I just thought was a funny subject title.
Okay.
Giggly Britches.
Perf.
1 star. Poor quality. Would not summon grandma, dad, or even a minor demon. Or even a minor
demon. Those
minor
demons. Come on. I mean, I've seen a bunch of ghost shows. Those are the easiest ones to get.
Right. Throw me a fucking ball, you know, whatever.
they're everywhere.
Come on.
How many minors got
ball.
Trapped?
Why did I had the wrong phrase.
What'd you say?
I said throw me a ball. That's not a phrase.
My brain, I thought you said throw me a dog.
Come on, throw me a dog ball. What?
Throw me a little doggy.
Throw me a ball. Get me away from those rattlesnakes.
Right. Well, so many miners have died in caves. It's an easy grab. It's a toss-up. You should be able to
Come
get
on.
At least one creepy miner guy who's mad about where he worked in his life. He just wants to hang out.
Okay, this one I thought was just very well written.
All right.
This is Jackie. 1 star. Would not recommend. Waste of time. I just love the this. This is such a funny sentence to me. I played this game with my little sister. 5 minutes into playing it, she began to dig out her heart cavity with nothing but a plastic spoon. Would not recommend. A waste of time, money, and a sister. I just love that, like, a waste of time, money, and a sister.
Took way more
just nonsense.
Took way longer to clean up than it did to play the game. Would not recommend.
Okay, two more. One of them is a real one. We'll end on a real one. This is another joke one that I just thought was funny. Hannah Lewis. One star. Got Satin instead of Satan. Tried to summon Satan, but a roll of satin mysteriously appeared instead. Maybe it's a knockoff.
It must be.
That's just stupid. But I thought that was cute.
Very cute. Very cute.
And then this last one. This one. Okay. So I'm hiding the comments for our YouTube viewers until I read this, because this last comment just cracked me the fuck up this morning. One star, Satan and evil spirits are like chain wolves ready to devour you.
All right.
Colleen says, don't buy this. Too many who do come under demonic influence and or possession. Satan and evil spirits are like chained wolves ready to devour you. Buying and playing this is like covering yourself in ground meat and sitting next to the unchained or sitting next to the chained beast for them to devour you.
Okay.
And then underneath it, Kimberlina writes, go home, Colleen, you're drunk.
That's so true.
Go home, Colleen. You're drunk.
I like how she had four sentences and two of them were the same.
I know.
She has repeated it.
Just Colleen sees that. You're not taking this seriously.
You've never seen a possession like I have.
Go home, Colleen. You're drunk.
Call me when you wake up.
Call me when you're sober. Stop talking about the chained wolves.
Yeah.
Always chained wolves with you.
Always going to get you, huh, buddy?
And she does write that so many times.
She does. Going to devour you.
I picture she's just like, she uses that analogy all the time. she's like, oh, we're going to go to the Motley Crue concert, whatever, like right, that. We're going to go to the... Insert popular band that is like super heavy and, you know, like dark. Well, have good luck. That band is like a pack of chained wolves
ready to devour
you.
Okay.
All right. Grandma. Love you, Grandma. Hey, Grandma, we're going to go pick up some Taco Bell. Okay. I wouldn't. Those Taco Bell people are like chained wolves. Those chalupas are ready to devour you.
Okay.
All right, Grandma.
Do you want anything?
I would like a mixed pizza.
I'll get chalupa. I'll get a double stuffer stacker, whatever they're called these days. By the way, fuck you, Taco Bell.
Why?
They took away everything.
I know their menu.
I can't be the only. It's like,
their menu is very different.
What happened? Who? No one requested that. One star.
I tried to order a double-decker taco, and I wanted to punch their ordering screen when they're like, oh, we haven't had that in a year.
Grilled stuffed burrito. Nah, just take it away. How about you just make it?
Yeah, just make it.
Just fucking make it.
You get all this shit in there. Come on.
Do you work at Taco Bell? Can you explain this to us?
Why you guys change your menu?
Anyway, that's my one-star review.
Okay.
Fucking Taco Bell.
Fucking Taco Bell.
Okay. That was fun.
That was fun.
That was a blast.
So thank you. I hope, thank you, Kyle, again. I hope you guys send in more. I know you have been.
Right.
I'll be doing more of the listener recommendations.
Yeah.
I got to do one of my own stuff that's out there because I looked a while back, just curious. And some of the one stars, it's like, I can take a one star that is like legit where it's like, you listened and you didn't like it.
Boom.
But then some of the accusations are outlandish.
Yeah.
It's like a very descriptive one-star review about something I did that I never said any of the things they're saying.
Right.
Like, and one of them I had to
actually... watching a different special.
Right. One of them I had to look and I'm like, did I fucking do that? And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't. No.
That's a different
I had to, like,
guy.
Look through the track. That's not me. But they got so worked up.
Over the joke that you didn't make.
Over a joke I didn't even make.
What a world.
What a world.
What a world we live in. Let's turn it around. Let's feel good.
Cool.
Sliver of hope.
Yay.
Sliver of hope.
I'm trying to pick the...
Yeah, pick to set the mood.
Sure. This will work.
Okay.
So this happened a while ago. February of 2019, to be exact.
Okay.
But it's still beautiful, and it's something that I had no idea even happened. A little background.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity, also known as MERB or MER1, nicknamed Oppie, is a robotic rover that was active on Mars from 2004 until the middle of 2018.
Okay.
Then NASA lost contact. And then this is an account of its final days. This is what the NASA people did,
as the battery's winding
goodbye.
Down.
So it's all written out. I have it in picture form if you want to bring it up on the screen here. So this morning, NASA abandoned their Mars rover Opportunity, a.k.a. Oppie, because she got hit by a storm on Mars and knocked her camera and wheels out. And her last words to the team were, "My battery is low and it's getting cold."
Oh no!
"I know she's a machine, but I'm devastated. Oppie is one who discovered water on Mars. Rest in peace, Oppie, Hilly Space Baby."
Oh, little space baby.
Mm-hmm. They didn't abandon her. This next guy, "Homework is on fire," writes. He goes, "They didn't abandon her. They tried 8 months to reach her. As their last farewell to her yesterday, they played her 'I'll Be Seeing You' by Billie Holiday. 'I'll find you in the morning sun. And when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.' They love her so much, and they tried so hard." So somebody else came back and goes, "Oh man, it doesn't end there. This isn't the first song NASA sent Opportunity. They had a playlist." So there's a link to the whole playlist.
Okay.
It's on Spotify. It's called Opportunity Wake Up.
Aw.
I know.
It's a little robot.
And then another guy's like, "Oh man, it doesn't end there." So he keeps rolling. It says, "This is what's great about NASA and about them being great people.
Yeah.
These are world-class engineers. When they sent a rover to another planet, they could have easily looked at it as just another scientific tool, but people don't do that. We can and will get emotionally attached to most inanimate of objects. We can and will," whatever that word is, "anthropomorphize?"
Oh my God.
Anthropomorphize.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, I like your brain. "And frankly, Opportunity's camera mask looks like a little face with eyes and everything, so why not? So they started calling her. They nicknamed her Oppie. They told her to take a selfie not long ago. After 15 years of Oppie flipping the double bird to original 90-day life expectancy, when the planet-spanning dust storm finally knocked her out and she stopped responding to the engineer's wake-up messages, they started playing music for her. And after 8 months and almost 1,000 unanswered wake-up messages, when it was finally clear that Oppie was never going to wake up, the last thing these world-class NASA engineers did for their little rover on another planet was play her a love song."
Oh,
isn't that? That's so sweet.
I love that.
I know.
I was picturing that old Short Circuit movie. Johnny Five, still alive.
Exactly. But just that type of care.
That is things. Yeah,
you know, Oppie doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But that, can't.
That's just a good reflection of humans. We can be such sweet emotional creatures in the best of ways.
Yeah. So why not?
So
it made me feel good because I didn't know that happened. I mean, I know that what it did. I knew about Opportunity finding water on Mars, and then it just lost connection. And I thought that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But to think about that little group of NASA engineers playing her little love song.
Yep. I bet there were some tears in some people's eyes. I love that. Yeah.
It's really good. All right, let's take a look at some weird shit to you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple, to you, from internet.
I am so excited to show you this today, Dan.
Okay.
Because I didn't know this existed. This was sent our way by dummy Eric.
Okay.
And were you aware that Joe Pesci has a rap video?
No, I love Joe Pesci.
Okay, then you're going to love this, Zach. Let's Joe fucking do Pesh. It.
Like a legit rap video?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Okay. It's a little scene from him in a movie.
It's the bitches that'll get you.
It's the bitches that'll get you?
Hey, uh-huh. Beat out my ass. Treat all my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk to class. You don't have to ask. Getting everything by flash and cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I win in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm.
What? Why?
I don't know.
I heard their fathers had stocks and moms. So I f***ed them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy.
What the hell? I'm a wise guy. What's so weird about this to me is I just wish
I'm
a
wise guy. It's the bitches that'll get you.
I wish I knew why this was made.
Well, I mean, think about all the other weird ass celebrities that make rap videos.
But what's funny is like
why him out of all people?
Well, I mean, I get like he's famous for playing quote unquote wise guys.
Sure.
But he's never, ever been accused of being tough in real life.
No, not even a little
bit. It's just a weird thing where it's like, okay, yeah, we know you play those roles, but like we also know that's not you.
Right,
like exactly. In reality, you're an old small man.
Yeah, it's a tiny little guy.
Like I could fucking crush Joe Pesci.
Dude, both of us.
I could pick Joe Pesci up and throw him off a fucking building.
With not even trying.
Not even trying.
On your way to lunch.
on my way to lunch. I wouldn't even break a sweat.
Nope.
Like, I could just, I could run an errand. You wouldn't even notice that I've been gone that long. If I'm like, I need to go to the grocery store and grab something, bring it back. And I would come back when you thought, I'm like, hey, by the way, I should probably mention this. When I was out, I saw Joe Pesci and I picked him up and I fucking drug him up some stairs and right. I threw him off a building.
Right.
And then I went and got my groceries.
Super heavy workout. If I walk out like and I'm dead and Joe Pesci's standing there, I can still pick him up and throw him in the street. Like, no questions
right.
asked.
Right.
Super chill.
That's so weird. There's got to be a story behind that.
Maybe there is.
Maybe there's.
I couldn't find it.
Like maybe,
I mean, because you have like Shaq, and you have like you know, have weird. I can't think of other ones, but I know there's a ton of like the football teams, and just people that make rap videos.
Yeah,
for funsies.
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson.
Oh, that's right.
Remember when he killed somebody?
I do remember that.
Yeah,
he killed a couple people.
What?
Killed two people.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, for sure though.
100% allegedly.
100% allegedly for sure. God, that's so, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Thank you, Internet.
Thank you very much.
Because I would have never expected that to be a thing.
And I have one more thing to show you for the 2 year from Internet.
Okay.
And this is, if you are in the market for a new shower curtain.
Okay, shower curtain. Got it.
Gotcha. Got you covered.
Okay.
Zach, bring it up on the screen. I don't know what to say. This Whoa. Is a sloth.
Yeah, with pizza.
With pizza.
And unicorn.
And pajamas. And he's riding a unicorn over a galaxy kind of sunset, like they're flying over the sky.
He's got rainbow stars behind him.
Wearing a sweet belt of sorts. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't... Look at this thing.
You know what's funny?
Would you be friends with me if you showed up and I had that?
I don't know.
Okay. That's it? That's...
I would question your friendship.
You question...
But only because, like, you're... this is, I guess, being ageist. Only because... Well, you know, but if you just did it knowing it was absurd. Here's the thing.
Okay.
If I saw that and I started laughing and talking and then you got, like, sad that I laughed about it.
Like, I was pumped about it?
Right. You're like, oh, I just thought it was super cool. That would... deteriorate our friendship.
That'd be it.
But if like you did it as a joke, I'm like, that's silly. That's funny.
That's silly. Silly Joey.
Because immediately when I saw that, I'm like, oh, my son Kyler would absolutely, he would fucking love that as a shower curtain.
Yeah. I would love that in college. Like if you showed up at my house.
Right.
And you went, yeah, go ahead and use the bathroom.
Yep.
And I have a sloth holding a pepperoni pizza, wearing pajamas, riding a unicorn.
It's just,
what a description.
It's so specific. It's so specific. And I do love that somebody, like out of anything they could make, that's the... You know, compilation of different, that's all the different puzzle pieces they can pick from and just objects in the world.
Right.
And they're like, sloth, check. Okay. Pajamas, check. Pepperoni pizza, check.
Right.
It's rainbow stars, check. Unicorn, check. Like, it's just, okay.
Okay. Fine. It's my favorite thing now. Mm-hmm. And this company makes a bunch of funny ones. Like, this one is a shower curtain that makes it look like there's a unicorn standing inside.
That's fucking great.
Isn't that funny?
Just the way that they did the shadow.
Yeah. So it's like a shower.
Like there's a unicorn taking a shower right now.
Right. But it's only $15 bucks, so.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That is a good deal. What a
good
deal.
Good for them. Who is that?
Place.
Who makes that? Boyuth?
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 3D funny sloth riding horse with pizza pattern.
Good for them.
Who requested this shit?
156 or 66 ratings and then 4.5 stars.
Right.
All right. They're killing it.
166 ratings, 4.5 stars.
Good for them.
It's a lot of people, happy people taking a shower.
It's a lot of people happy to have that unicorn sloth.
Right. And let's just move on. There was other shower curtains, but fuck it. I'm moving on.
That was the best
It's
one.
A funny shower curtain.
It's a funny shower curtain.
You get it.
Well, I get it.
Okay.
Of course I get on the fucking president.
President of shower curtain company.
President doesn't, you sneak stuff past me.
Let's listen to our dummies right now.
Okay.
Send in stuff with junk mail.
Junk mail.
I like that. It makes peppy music. Like, makes me gets my blood moving.
Like I'm happy my chair has a little bounce to it. This is our first piece of junk mail today.
Okay,
and it's actually coming in from an amazing dummy doing some good work. Her name is Sarah, and we're going to do her the best to help her out.
Okay.
Asking for a little shout out because I appreciate what she's doing here.
Okay.
So it says, hello, dummies. I recently found this podcast upon searching for some new sounds to accompany me while I'm working in my studio.
Cool.
I'm a ceramic artist who spend my Wednesdays sculpting lady boobs and animal heinies.
I like it.
She has some pictures. So
oh, cool.
So my boyfriend turned me on to Time Suck quite a while ago, so I'm used to listening to that sweet, sweet sound of Dan's voice
while I
cover myself in mud.
Oh,
what the fuck is this?
I don't know. I like it.
Anyway, so we have a pegging video we need, and then we need a mud covered. No, we don't. It's creepy. Anyway.
But I get what she's saying. Her hands are covered mud.
I know. Come on. Anyway,
yeah.
I had this super crazy idea while listening and was always taught by my parents that it doesn't hurt to ask. In July of 2019, my father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He owns an auto body shop where both my brothers and I work. Anyway, this is not an email looking for pity or sympathy, so I'll cut to the chase. Last year, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I sold my ceramic lady planters, which I call butt buds, and donated 100% of the proceeds to the Fox Chase Cancer Center, where my father received treatments and surgery. Obviously, I 100% understand that this is out of the question, but I'm doing the same sale this year. I was wondering if you guys could help me promote it. Last year, I surpassed my goal of $500 and was able to ship $700 over to Fox Chase. This year, since I am a greedy motherfucker, I'm trying to my best to raise $1,000. The planners can be ordered via my website, and this is sarahbrett.net. That's S-A-R-A-H-B-R-E-T-T.net.
Sarahbrett.net.
Right. But that's a nice rhyme. She goes, .com was already taken, but a little rhymey.
Yeah, sarahbrett.net works better anyway.
And again, we'll have the I'll post this link up for sure in the episode description. Anyway, if there's any chance you, in hell that you could help promote this, I'd be forever grateful. However, I do realize it's not your duty, and I will listen to your podcast if you decline.
That's nice, Sarah.
I know. That, I almost didn't. I'm just kidding. Thank you for reading my very long email. Look forward to hearing back from you, Sarah Brett. Ceramics, again, that link. And I have some pictures of the stuff that she's making.
Okay.
These are exact planners and
butts
and boobs.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Look at these. These little planners.
Butts and boobs.
Saucy.
Saucy little planters. Sexy little planters.
I'd shove some, big ass plants in those.
Put some plants in those.
Butt buds.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you'll have that link.
Those are very cool, actually.
Yeah. So if you're looking for...
Not actually. I hate the way I said that, but those are very cool.
If you're looking for like a unique gift, I know a lot of people in my family, because we're all crazy, that would love these types of gifts. And if you want to help out her and have it go to a great cause, that's very important to her. And of course, cancer strikes a lot of families.
Yeah.
So anyway, that link will be available in the episode description, and pick it up. It's about that time to start thinking about Christmas shopping.
Planner is a sexy little body.
Saucy. Saucy little body. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
That.
Yeah. And just thank you for doing what you do. Thanks for being such a good person.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Love having you part of the dummy cult. And we have the junk mail. This one sent in by Carly.
Carly.
Who writes, "Hey, Bad Magic Dummies. Just catching up on this nude podcast. New podcast, not nude. My mind is in the gutter after seeing those planners. And I was listening to One Star Heroes section about the Oregon bookstore."
Oh, yeah, Powell's.
Yeah, Powell's. "As you guys were talking about alarms going off as you leave stores due to occasional malfunctions, I remembered a story that makes me snort while also wanting to slap my husband on behalf of his mom. So it says, background here. Husband, Jason, had a friend who worked at Hollywood Video way back when renting movies was still a thing. He visited his friend while working once and decided to take off one of the old magnetic strips from the, from the retired movie case.
Yep.
I think he said he was 16 years old at the time. Fast forward to, to every time, whatever. Now Lisa asks the family if they need anything, want to go to the store. Jason volunteers to go with her every single time. So when Lisa, now says go, I'm in.
Okay.
Raise his hand. He sticks the magnetic strip in his shoe and goes shopping with her. When they go to leave after checkout, he makes sure that he's right behind his mom, lifts his foot up far enough when passing the screening things, and sets off the alarm. He said this went on for months, and she would get so irate that she could that he would laugh even harder when the alarms would go off. Eventually, she caught on that it wouldn't happen when he wasn't around and started yelling at him like a crazy person in the store when it did happen.
That is
amazing. I don't
know
how, but I know you're doing this. She stopped letting him come on shopping trips. I still don't think ever found out what happened. I just wanted to share this since I still laugh. I want to slap him every time I think about it. If this is read on the podcast, please shout out to my biggest dummy in love, Jason."
Aww.
"As we did. We enjoy the knowledge and laughs Bad Magic provides. Keep doing what you were doing, dummies. Thanks, Carly."
Thank you, Carly. And tell Jason thank you. That is so funny.
I know.
Just to mess with his mom that way.
Oh, I'll go.
I'll come with you.
Of course I go with you. And every time he comes.
Every time when you're leaving. And then sounds. Guessing she is the type of person who's embarrassed by that, maybe more than average, which makes it even better.
Yeah. And as it goes on, probably pretty frustrating.
Oh, I'm sure. After months?
Months? But what would you think about? What do you think it was at first? I don't even know what it'd be. Like, just God damn it. Like, if it was the same store, maybe?
And you know after a few months.
Is it something in my purse? Like, why?
I just picture her, she's anxious about it going into the store.
Right.
And it's got to be like so fun for him where like as they're going into the store, she's like, I swear to God, if that thing goes off again today, I'm going to snap. I can't take it.
What bread,
I don't know, Mom.
What bread are you buying?
And I can just picture him being like, have you checked your purse?
Right, exactly.
Like acting like he's really helping.
Is it
helping?
Your belt?
Is it your belt? It's got to be something.
Are you stealing stuff in your belt?
Mom,
you stealing
that
stuff?
That would be the best.
And he's like, I know you're stealing. I'll
Mom,
help you.
There's programs.
There's better
Mom,
ways.
Mom, obviously you're stealing stuff.
Right.
We've been talking about it a lot as a family.
They get in
Let's
there.
Just get you some help.
He gets in there. He calls the manager right away.
Oh my God.
My mom has issues. She's a klepto.
I want you to keep an eye on my mom.
Every time she comes to the store, she steals stuff.
She
won't admit it.
I offer to come with her. I try to stop her. She always, what? Listen, when we leave, the alarm's going to go off. I want you guys to have the cops ready.
This is me who wears a jacket. Listen, you can trust me. I was a student body president in 1995. Right. There's no reason for me to lie.
And no, we did great. We did great things. I had vending machines in all the classrooms. Believe me.
And I'm trying to help my mom right now.
Right. I know.
I've dedicated,
it's tough for me too.
I've dedicated my post-presidency to really trying to help my mom.
Right.
And bring her to justice.
She has stolen at least 10 grand worth of groceries from you guys over the past 3 months. I'll testify in court.
You have a witness?
Right. Just do it. Stress
we just
her.
Want it to end.
Our whole family's embarrassed. It's getting real bad. Anyway, thank you.
That was great. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I love that. Let's wrap up this show.
Okay.
Number 13. Let's put it behind us.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan and Kate at Spicy Club. Feel better, guys. Part of the group that got COVID here. But I guess by the time this comes out, they're probably close to getting back here.
Yeah, today's the first day as we record this.
Right.
So by the time this comes out, they're not contagious.
Ready to go. We'll be back at work.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay's feeling good. Yay. So yay, fingers crossed, everyone's doing good.
You can pick up the merch for Is We Dumb. Go to badmagicmerch.com. Thanks to Zach Flannery for producing, directing, eating hamburgers, getting hammered drunk, and... What else? By being healthy.
And I want to thank Cheryl for her burnt Walmart vagina.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to stick with me.
I know. I was reading the Guinness Book of World Records, and that vagina definitely hangs the longest. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Kidding.
I'm kidding. Listen, your husband did it. Tell your husband to quit using those words.
We love Cheryl's vagina, in theory. We haven't seen it. I want to make clear. Right. She hasn't showed it to us.
Yep.
But if she were to, we have no, it would be a very photogenic, a very just visually pleasing vagina.
It's like I believe in it. It's like a Jesus vagina. Like I believe
true.
In it.
I believe, I have faith.
I have faith.
I have faith that Cheryl has a beautiful vagina.
For sure to follow us, Instagram, Facebook, at IsWeDumb, online at IsWeDumb.com. Again, you got those threads at BadMagicMerch.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bad Magic Productions. You have Time Suck, Scared to Death. Is We Dumb?
Oh, man.
All in the one spot. And that thing's growing.
Yay.
At a rapid pace.
Yes.
And keep sending stuff in to dumb@isbedumb.com. Rate and review us on Apple. You got Google. Like, wherever you're listening to the podcast, if it allows for you to rate and review, then do that.
If you listen on, like, a stone tablet, and you can, like, chisel, like, a little, like, star situation, please do.
By the time he gets done, he's like, and this show's done. We're 5 years in. Wrapping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we're not wrapping it up in 5 years, but I guess we'll find out. Yeah. So dumb@isbedumb.com for the content stuff. Any other question, info@isbedumb.com, and we promise to get back to you as soon as possible.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being so engaged. We love it.
Yeah. Let's learn something.
Let's learn something.
Wow. Neat fact.
Wow. Neat fact.
This one's sent in by Dummy Katie.
Katie.
And I want you to figure this out with me.
Okay.
Because I tested it and it's accurate. Did you know your earlobes are the same distance apart as your nipples? Look it. Draw the line. Go down. Oh, it's perfect.
Hold on.
Do it.
I wish I had a measuring tape.
Okay.
If I just went straight down. And okay. I don't know if my mind was just messing with me and just trying to point my nipples, but I tried to drop straight down. And I just dropped a pen, it hit my nipple.
Didn't it?
It hit my nipple.
You fucking nipple.
Fucking nailed it.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Smarter. It's We Dumb!